Amita Akpan, Marwa Bakri, Lucia Ballastreri, Lizzie Barrett, Issa Tue Berry, Franklin Berry, Simone Chan, Rocco DiLorenzo,
Here.
Zora Durham, David Diao, Karis Everett, Christian Flournoy, Allison Helkowski, Niles Height, Cassandra Jordan,
Here.
On.
Sion Kim, with it. Clyde Letterman, Flora Meng, Yash Moitra, Ezigo Anonye, Suraj Parikh, Casey Plotkin,
That's Clyde Letterman as his proxy.
Amani Rezeka,
Here.
Stellar Hassan,
She will be late.
David Suarez, Benjamin Terhar, Kyer Tang,
Here.
Adam Vincent, Amy Wang, Patrick Keel.
Here. All right. Thank you, everybody. We'll now read the land acknowledgments. Cornell University is located in the traditional homelands of the Gaigahono, the Cayuga Nation. The Gaigahono are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of Gaigahono dispossession and honor the ongoing connection of Gaigahono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. The minutes of the November 30th meeting are in the box. The chair will entertain a motion at whatever time everyone sees fit after they've reviewed the minutes to approve or amend. Representative Barry, you may speak.
Motion to approve.
There's a motion on the floor to approve the meeting minutes as they stand. Is there a second? Seeing a second, is there any dissent to that motion? Seeing none, the meeting minutes from the November 30th meeting are approved. Some announcements for the day. We're welcoming our new veterans representative, David Almeida. Did I say that correctly? David Almeida? Okay, beautiful. Welcome, David Almeida, our new veterans representative. A round of applause, please. Thank you. Next up, we've got Representative Moitra with a committee report on the committee you attended, if you would be so kind.
I was present at yesterday's Student Wellbeing Council's monthly meeting. This is a committee formed under the SCL. That's the student,
Campus life.
yes, the Student Campus Life Department. It was made up of mostly faculty, and I was representing the assembly there. It ran from 4 to 5. We discussed a few things. The first was a new land acknowledgement video. So, in place of reading out the land acknowledgement at most meetings, they are publishing a new video that can be played, which would significantly improve the way we respect the land acknowledgement as it is. Second, they shared progress for their six subcommittees, that is, policies and practices, belonging and connection, supportive environments, services and resources, personal professional development, research and evaluation. All committees are currently seeking feedback. Please let me know if you want more information on that. They're also holding focus groups for student employees. They've done so with dining right now. Dining seems to be very happy. They're working on student focus groups with RAs and other residential student employees. And there were suggestions yesterday to start with academic student employees, TAs, research assistants, stuff like that. If you have suggestions here, again, please reach out. Lastly, they're working on video recordings for HPC. That's their new health initiatives with the Scorton Center right down the Po Plaza. They want to record new videos with students that aims to improve student awareness of the initiatives they're working on and are currently looking for students to feature in their videos. Again, if interested, please reach out. Lastly, there's a new newsletter they're doing. They're renaming their old newsletter, which was called Thrive, if I'm not wrong. And they're now renaming it to Let's See You Flourish. This should be showing up in people's emails soon enough. So that's what was discussed at the meeting yesterday. The next meeting, it will be in February, on February 28th, when we will be back with more updates. Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you, Representative Moitra. For those of you who don't know, and for those of you who are liaisons, please write a memo after your meetings and send it to exec so that we can know what's going on, and then you can give a report to the assembly on the happenings of the university. For those of you who are interested in similar committees or other working groups or different things like that, there is a semi-comprehensive list in the box folder. It is titled Assembly 2023-2024 Appointments. That will be completely updated hopefully this weekend or early next week with all of our different things that we can appoint people to. But there's a lot of opportunities if people are interested in getting involved in other areas of the university. Next on the announcements, Vice President Letterman.
Sure. Thank you. First, welcome back. We have a great attendance record today, 29-2. So good job, everyone. Before I get into more serious stuff, if anyone wants to put in suggestions about food, just email me and I'll pass those along to Eric so we can keep it interesting and have things that everyone wants this semester. A couple of change this semester things we want to circulate out there and feedback would be great on. One is we're looking to have cabinet meetings, which is sort of a defunct body, but it's in our bylaws of having meetings with all the committee chairs somewhat regularly, might be every other week, but just so everyone can be on the same page and coordinate, and it's just broader than exec, and we can find ways of supporting them. That was some feedback we got from different committee chairs, so that is something that we're going to talk about. One other thing is final versions of resolutions. When you have your final version of resolution, particularly if it's amended, just try to make sure you send it to us by Monday so that we can make any adjustments that are needed, get it to Eric, who can put it on the website, and then Patrick can convey it. A couple of other things. Committee scheduling. So again, thanks to Eric, we now have a 3-hour block chunk reserved every Monday from 4:30 to 7:30. In the Edwards Room, which is on the ground floor of Annabelle Taylor Hall, which is right over there. That's for use of committee meetings and hold about 45 people, and there should be tables and chairs in there that can be set up. We're going to talk more about how to do committee scheduling as the semester goes on, but we just want to make sure that committees don't have to worry about finding a place or a time to schedule and sort of standardizing it so it's easier and more accessible for community members. And then one other thing, unfortunately, and I know this has been a long saga, and I want to, you know, thank Agnes and Nicholas in particular for helping out with this. Unfortunately, our charter amendments in Resolution 20 and 27 that relate to our vacancies procedure and the number of seats we have, they were not rejected, but they were not approved. They were sent back to us at the assembly. Sort of right now, it's unclear why. The President Pollack did note in a message, which will be sent out to all of you today, that we will be meeting, and if anyone's interested in attending, just reach out, meeting with Dean Love, Dean of Students, to get more feedback on what concerns are going forward. We just really don't have a sense of what they are right now, but we want to learn more, and hopefully that'll be coming up later in the semester. And that is it for me. And the one other thing, sorry, is just attendance policy we're going to be looking at with Zoom and in person. Everyone's done great this meeting. We want to make sure everyone's sticking around in attendance. We were pretty good last semester, but we just want to be clearer about it because I think it's part of my fault is having not been clear enough. So we're going to be talking about that again soon. But thank you all.
Great. Thank you, Vice President Letterman. Vice President DeLorenzo.
Cool. So I have a whole host of updates. First, starting off, tomorrow, Friday the 26th from 6 to 9, one of our bylines, the Willard Strait Hall Union Board, is going to have their Thank Goodness It's Friday event, where I believe they're giving out like ice cream, popcorn stuff, so like pull up to that, support the byline. Next thing to talk about is over winter break, I set up the special projects account. or like the application. So that's now public on campus groups. If you go to the Office of Assembly's website, you'll see it right there. There are questions to fill out. And then in addition to that, an Excel spreadsheet for the finances. And the max that an org can get is $5,000 per org. I think per academic year, might be per semester. But yeah, I'll have to double check on that. But yep, that's all set up. Next thing to talk about is Club Fest. I think that's on like the 4th February. So if you have clubs you want to introduce, go make sure you register, like jump through all the hoops. Next thing to talk about is over winter break. The Student Assembly Exec Board, we gave some feedback to some of those new interim policies that have been introduced via email yesterday for President Pollack. Those are interim policies. If people have additional feedback, they go to the University Assembly on the next meeting, which I think is also the, Patrick, do you know the day?
Chair Williams, you're recognized.
Hi, everyone. Okay. One, my name is Shelby Williams. I'm the chair of the University Assembly. Nice to meet you guys. We will be having a viewing and comment for those two policies during the February 6th meeting. So that's not next Tuesday, but the Tuesday after that. If you go on the University Assembly website, you can submit feedback via the form there. You can also email me at slw278814. Thanks.
Lovely. Thank you, Chair Williams. And it's great to have you back, may I say. Shelby was gone last semester, and this is her first return to meeting. Thanks for being here. Great to see you. Any other announcements on the floor today? Seeing none, we will move into open microphone. Are there any community members wishing to speak at this time? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion to move section 11 of the agenda, to spend the move section 11 of the agenda to our next order of business, as we have people who are here to run for the director of election spot. And I don't want to have them wait around all day if they don't have to. Is there a motion on the floor for that? All right. Representative Vincent motions to suspend the rules and move section 11 to our next order of business.
Second.
There's a second on the floor. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, section 11 is moved to the next order item of business. For our officer elections, we will need to move into executive session, and we will need a motion to move into executive session. Is there a motion on the floor? Representative Vincent. Move the previous motion. Moving into executive session. Is there a second? There's a second. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, all community members and ex officio members, if you do not have a vote on the student assembly, you need to step outside this room. So if you do not have a vote on the student assembly and you have not been invited to stay, you have to leave the room. You can come back after the elections. Okay. So the way this is going to work is we're going to have one candidate come in at a time and give a stump speech about their candidacy. We will need nominations before we do that. And then... Yeah, would you close the door? Thank you. And then we'll do nominations, then we'll move into stump speeches. We'll bring one candidate in at a time. And then each candidate will leave after their stump speech, and then we'll bring them back in for questioning, and then they'll leave, and then we'll discuss, and then everyone will vote via secret ballot who they want as our new director of elections for the spring semester. And then we'll have a new director of elections. Does that make sense to anybody? Any questions? Okay. Seeing none, other nominations on the floor?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Representative Vincent. Okay. Yes, you can make a nomination and you can give a speech, but you need to speak in the microphone.
I have a nomination.
Please speak into the microphone. Take it out of the holder.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry about that. I have a student I'd like to nominate. However, he's not familiar with a lot of people here, but rather a lot of people in this assembly.
You gotta like really hold it close.
So
sorry.
A lot of people in this assembly are not familiar with him, so I just have a few words I'd like to say today. I'm excited.
Once we're out of executive session, thank you. Thank you. We've come to a final vote. Where's the sheet? Hold on. In a vote of 18-12, Luke Thomas is our new director of elections. Thank you all for coming. Okay. There is a motion on the floor to extend time. There was a dissent, so we need to vote on this. All those in favor of extending time by 10 minutes, please raise your placards now. We have to really quickly run through three ad hoc committee resolutions. We'll vote on them as a block. I think there won't be any dissent. I'll motion to put them on the consent calendar so we can vote on them all at once. They're just establishing ad hoc committees. All those in favor of extending time by 10 minutes. All right, that does not pass. That does not pass. So this meeting is officially adjourned. Everything will be added to the agenda next week, and we will have a very long meeting.